This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in here to start out the second hour of the weekend edition. It's been a really great show so far. We're going to start out Trader's Corner this hour with Peter Brandt. Factor LLC is his company. Peter, we would like to get your views from a technical standpoint on what's going on in the precious metals markets, specifically gold. Gold is going down significantly as we're recording. This has not been a good week in general for gold. How do you see the future playing out, Pete?
Well, Al, it's been a great week for us because we've been short the gold futures markets. You know, we've talked before. I am personally a long-term bull on gold in terms of bullion bars that I buy on weakness, but in terms of futures, I'm a trader, and my futures positions are always bigger than my cash positions. But the warning sign for us in gold started really way back mid-July, and then in early August when the market just had a hard time rallying above previous highs. You know, we put in a high in early July that still to this day stands, and we break, and the market rallied and couldn't reach the previous high. It broke, rallied again, couldn't reach the previous highs. Put in for us what we call a descending triangle pattern, which has a bearish implications. But for us, the key was commitment of traders reports. We built back in the summer and continue to maintain an all-time record large spec long position, an all-time record commercial short position. And, you know, that's a recipe by itself for really nothing, but it is a recipe for trouble when markets turn down. And that was what we saw then, of course, late last week and early this week, is markets turning down. And when that occurs with record COT profiles like we have, it's a recipe for disaster. And the thing is, you know, we hear the same thing, people saying, yeah, big deal. So we have record long positions by spec, record short positions by commercials. Usually that doesn't end, but we hear people say this time it's different. And, you know, how many times have you heard this time it's different and it ends up not being different at all as you get a liquidating market? And even now I follow the blogosphere, and the common narrative on the blogosphere is it's a break to buy and it's going to stop at any point and it'll hold 1250 and it's a buying opportunity, and we have not seen the liquidation of the record COT positions. So for me, it's a recipe for trouble. And I think gold, I'm short gold. I think gold has a great shot at 1200. I think it has an equally good shot at 1185, and that will be key for me, is what gold does when it gets down into the high 11s. So I'm looking for 1170 to 1200 potentially, and then I have to look at it. If we have not liquidated these record commitment of traders profiles by then I could see gold going back to the 1050 level and retesting the lows we made late last year. It all depends on whether we start getting liquidation of positions in the markets. I can only guess. And of course, you know people badmouth the futures markets and say that's really not the gold market. Well, the reality is my bet is that speculative positions in coins and in bullion is going to mirror what we see in the futures markets. It came to the point a couple of weeks ago where I realized everybody I talked to that I respect, global macro guys, they were all long gold. There wasn't a bear among them. That, for me, was set out all kinds of yellow blinking lights and red flags that the gold market has trouble. So I am not surprised by what has occurred in the gold market this week.
Peter, I have to say, personally, I was also not surprised when gold broke below that 1300. I was actually looking more around 1308. as a support zone, simply because, as you put, we were on a downtrend from that peak that we put in July. And I'm also going to look very closely on Friday, and this interview is being published or recorded for the weekend show, so I highly recommend everybody taking a look at the COT reports that are published on Friday, but also remember that those COT reports are based on Tuesday. So we might start to see a decrease in the commercial short position that we have, but there could also be a follow-through that is not recorded in that COT report. But Peter, talking about the gold market and just your comment there saying that a lot of the people you talked to, they were all long gold, do you think that too many investors almost became complacent in the gold market?
Absolutely. When conventional wisdom becomes entrenched and you hear the same thing and there's just the assumption that gold is a thing to own and you hear it everywhere you look and, you know, yeah, I saw a great cartoon last week of a guy getting a gold tattoo on his arm. You know, it's that kind of mentality. You say, my goodness, who's left to buy this market? Mm-hmm. Everybody that could buy this market has bought this market. And I think there was a complacency is that, you know, gold is not going to break. If it does, you buy more. We have a problem with that. And even when we saw the break on Tuesday, you know, I heard people say, well, it's a one-day break. It's going to hold. And, you know, you don't get just one-day breaks like that where you're down $45 in gold. You always get some follow-through, and the question is where. Now, I will say we covered part of our short position today, and so we remain short only half of what we had in the futures market, but I'm not in any hurry to cover that half.
You know, I gotta tell you, I was one of those people who you bet against, and I'm glad you won your bet in the sense that I didn't think gold was going to break 1300, to be honest with you. I thought the resiliency that was shown for such a long period of time prior to that downfall was going to hold, and both Doc and Corey, you know, on our show said, no, you're wrong, Al. The fundamentals are saying something entirely different. Well, I have to admit my mistake now. I was totally wrong on that. And I guess I would have to say that after numerous conversations on the technical aspects of gold right now, I would have to say that probably a short at this level probably makes some sense, Peter.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I want to sell 1250 gold. I mean, I just am not sure how much rally it's going to have. I mean, I don't want to be a new short here. Mm-hmm. And of course, here's the problem with it, is people that are holding gold are saying, well, you know, we're at 1250. I can't, you know, I don't dare sell it here. I mean, I don't want to sell it. We broke. You know, I better hang on to it. It can't break much more. And that's the kind of mentality that can lead to a market that really starts to liquidate badly. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I look at it, say I'm short from the 1300 plus level. I'll remain short. I don't want to be a new short here, but I can see that we're in a market that has put long holders in a very awkward position.
Absolutely, it has. And you can even see the moves that we've seen in the stocks too, with the come down in price almost across the board. And again, you can just look back to July and that fall that we started happening. Peter, just in a quick context, because we only have about a minute left here, do you think that when we hit that recent bottom at the tail end of May before that Brexit vote, that maybe gave some investors a false sense of security?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no question about it. There's a whole bunch of things. It's, you know, it's QE, it's quantitative easing, it's uncertainty about the stock market. It's just all kinds of things. I mean, it just became way too easy to become a complacent bull in the gold market. And what we're seeing is, I think, that a market that smells blood. I've seen markets like this before where there's blood in the water. Market has a way of smelling blood. And when markets smell blood, there's an old saying that, you know, when the cops raid the whorehouse, everyone's arrested, including the piano player.
That's right.
And, you know, which is just another way to say that, you know, there's more damage to come.
Interesting point, Corey. You know, I have to tell you, I'm becoming more of a believer in technicals. And what does that mean from my standpoint? Knowing with my level of acumen in technicals, which is pretty low, I'm basically a fundamentalist. But I see the value in what you and Peter and Doc and everybody else are certainly doing. And I'm going to be putting a lot of effort into learning as much as I can about your philosophy on the markets, which is technical analysis.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Second half of the Trader's Corner here. You know, Peter Brent is a very, very interesting guy. He's become a pretty good friend of ours. The gentleman that we have right now is Trader Vic Sparagno. Trader Vic works out of Dallas, Texas. Been on the show many times in the past. We have an awful lot of time for Trader Vic's opinion. Mr. Sparagno, tell us, starting out with the dollar, what are your insights telling you about the future of the U.S. dollar?
Okay, well, let's just take a date here, October 4th, because everything went down on that day. Gold almost 4%, 3.5% or so. Bonds went down and stocks went down, and everything went down strictly because two FOMC members came out and basically said they talked the dollar up, as they've done approximately five times. I know four times this year, but I think it could be five. And the dollar was up intraday about 0.75%. It wound up the day about 0.53. And everything sold off, literally, virtually everything else sold off, implying they wanted higher rates. Now, one of those members, Lacker, it was Lacker and a woman named Loretta Meinster. Lacker's not even a voting member. He talked interest rates should be 1.5%. So the point is, these guys manipulate by, the old-fashioned word was moral suasion, but they basically lie every time. I mean, my nickname for them are cockroaches. I always say that because at meetings they never raise rates. That's the light. Cockroaches don't come out in the light. They come out in the dark. They come out when there's no meetings. And they manipulate the markets. Now, they want oil to be down. Now, oil is rallying, so they're not getting their way. But they don't want oil to rally too much until the end of the year, until the election, because everything counts here. It's a Democratic Fed. There's no such thing as independence. Any listener, just get it out of your head. There's no such thing as an independent government institution. They are controlled by the powers that be. Most of them have been appointed by the Obama administration, so they're all Democratic. So they want their party to win. So here they're raising rate. They talk about raising rates to keep the dollar down, so that people will have more spending money. If you have lower gas prices, it's kind of like, it's the Democratic way of cutting taxes, keeping oil prices low. So it really is a manipulative means to keep people spending money until the election.
Now, Vic, on top of this, though, just because the dollar is moving up a lot on the backs of Fed speakers, we're also seeing the British pound essentially dropped to lows not seen since the 1970s. We're seeing the U.S. dollar do very well against the Japanese yen. Do you think that, barring even more Fed speakers that might come out and continue to talk the dollar up, do you think we're going to see the dollar approach that 100-point level on the index?
No, I think they want it to be, the short range is 94 to 98. The longer range is 92 to 98. So they don't want it to go above 98. Now, it's 96.68 today on the dollar index. It was up 0.56 today, which is a big move. And that's why, again, you saw gold down. You see all the currencies are down because, of course, if the dollar moves up, the antithesis of that is, you know, is the currencies that are opposite it, because it takes those currencies to buy. You have to pay more to get the same amount of dollars. So the key here is, I don't think they're going to let it go to the new highs. Remember, they're also killing emerging markets here. The emerging markets are really suffering when the Fed raises interest rates and or the dollar. But in this case, this is a short-term phenomenon. I believe that after the election, there'll be a different policy on the dollar, whatever it is, and that would be dependent on who wins and what the congressional makeup is.
I think it's a really good point. I want to ask you about gold. You know, you mentioned that, and I know we were chatting off mic. You said you had a real interest and a high level of expertise in the area of precious metals. I have to tell you, Vic, I never thought we'd see gold drop below 1300. I thought it was too strong. I thought the resiliency factor was in, and obviously, you know, the numbers don't lie, and I was very, very wrong on that. We're now approaching the $1,200 level. Where's it going from here, sir?
Well, okay, just one point about the dollar. If Trump wins, I am 100% sure at the December meeting, there will be nothing done at the November meeting, 100%. At the December meeting, they'll raise rates. If Hillary wins, it'll be a maybe, depending on the data. Okay, so just for the record. So getting back to the gold question, well, everything was sold off. And what happened was you developed this trading range, which had its intraday high in the early part of July in gold, and went across the page until the 4th of October is when they talked it up when the cockroaches came out. So the point is that you broke this trading range that went back going on 3.5 months or three and a quarter months. The bottom line was that you continued this correction. Now the moving averages are up. You probably have corrected about 50% of the low to high move, maybe a little less. So you're still in a bull market. I mean, I don't see any issue with gold. I own gold, and I mean, as an investor, aside from I trade gold, but the never bothers me when gold sells off. China is a huge buyer of gold on dips, and so I just never worry about where it's going. I always say that I know why it went down, and you have to also look at everything. Gold is not just one object that is trading on its own. I mean, palladium, platinum, silver, copper, they all sold off varying amounts, but they all sold off about the same thing. Silver a little more because it's the most volatile, but the key is that there's nothing unusual about this. If the dollar is going up, precious metals and the industrial metals are going to go down. I mean, it is really that simple. So it's not unusual. The key is the Fed going to really raise rates? Well, not until October the 13th, 14th. I think that's the next meeting. And that's still a maybe. It has no meaning. It's just manipulation, but it's manipulation in a verbal sense rather than with money.
Well, unfortunately, Vic, I think you are right. The Fed heads, unfortunately, continue to drive these markets with comments that they make. And especially now, these comments are so far away from their next meeting, especially their next live meeting, as they like to call it, in December. So a lot of Fed heads continue to move these markets, but it was an interesting development this week, breaking below some of the technical levels that we have seen for gold and the U.S. dollar breaking out of its pennant formation and starting to move up. Everybody stick around. We are going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition. I hope everybody enjoyed the comeback of Trader's Corner. I know we've had a lot of comments on our site from what sounds like a lot of very astute technical traders asking for us to continue technical coverage on a number of different sectors. So we will continue to satisfy those requests and bring on as many technicians that we respect as we can. Right now, for this segment, I have a company update for you. I have on the line with me Roger White, CEO and President of Theralase Technology. Roger, there was an interesting news release that came out earlier this week that provides an update on the ITA application to Health Canada. Before we get into the details of this update, for some of our new listeners and those that have been following the Theralase story but might have missed what this ITA is part of in a bigger picture sense, can you please explain how the ITA fits in with the bigger picture, which is this Phase 1B clinical trial?
Absolutely, Corey. Great to be on the show. So with the technology we have what's called photodynamic therapy technology, where we use photodynamic compounds, or PDCs. So these are small molecules which have an affinity for cancer cells, and they're benign until light activated. So they hunt down cancer cells. They do not enter healthy tissue. When light activated, they produce a very violent form of oxygen called reactive oxygen species. They destroy the cancer cell, very low toxicity to healthy tissue, And we've even seen an amazing immune-mediated response where if the host is re-challenged with cancer, that this technology prevents the recurrence, almost like a vaccine. So that's the general technology. Our lead, in order to take this through to commercialization, is non-muscle invasive bladder cancer. In order to take that through the approval process, through Health Canada and the FDA, you go through a phase one, a phase two, and eventually a phase three clinical trial. Where we're going with it is the phase 1B we've set up as a safety and tolerability study with 9 patients, 3 at a low dose, 6 at a high dose. So the low dose is the normal dose of the treatment. The high dose is doubling that dose. In a phase 2, you're looking at purely efficacy from it. And if we can compare that to historical standards, we may be able to go straight through to commercialization without going through a phase 3 clinical trial, which would just shorten the time span from where we can get this commercial. We feel that we should be able to get this commercial in and around 2019. So that would be, an amazing accomplishment in order to destroy non-muscle invasive bladder cancer and provide these patients with another alternative. How that fits in the whole approval process is the photodynamic compound is considered a drug. So you have to have what's called, at least in Canada, a CTA, or clinical trial application approval on the drug. We have that. It was issued in December 2015. Second thing you need is you need site approval. So we have that. We have Princess Margaret Hospital, which is a division of University Health Network, which is a multi-billion dollar organization here in Toronto. That is one of the top 3 cancer research facilities in the world, is approved to do the clinical trial. The third thing you need is, because this is a light-activated drug, you need approval on the laser system which is going to activate it, which is what's called an ITA, or Investigational Testing Authorization. So with our device, we have a laser system that produces laser light, but we also have what's called a DFOC, or dosimetry fiber optic cage, which is inserted through the urethra into the bladder, and it provides a homogeneous distribution of light. The trick to having safety, tolerability, and efficacy in bladder cancer is to have a homogeneous distribution of the drug inside, which is why we use an intravesical installation. So we use a catheter through the urethra to deposit a certain amount of this water-soluble drug into the bladder, leave it for 60 minutes, allow it to absorb into the bladder cancer cells, void the bladder, flush it a couple of times, remove any residual drug. Then we put the patient into OR. They go under general anesthesia. We insert a cystoscope through the urethra, which is something that is able to, the uro-oncologist can view and work inside the bladder. They insert a fiber optic assembly, which is called this DFOC. It expands like an umbrella inside the bladder. We adjust the light emitter, we adjust the detectors, and we can deliver a homogeneous distribution of that light inside the bladder. So that's what the ITA is about. We had sent in an application July 29th of this year. We received a screening letter back in early August. We received a response from Health Canada on September 16th, and they had a couple of clarification questions. So 6 of them, to be exact. With that, there was some new information that was involved in the application. So as such, they put us back into their review clock, which is 30 days plus 2 to 3 weeks, which they're running behind. So it's about 45 to 50 days. So we're expecting an answer back from them in and around mid-November. We think that we've given a very comprehensive answer to their 6 questions. They can come back and say, you're approved, and give us a final ITA approval in mid-November. They may come back and say, well, we want a little bit of a clarification on your answers, in which case we would go to a 10-day review. So we would have approval at the end of November. Or if they deem that they need additional information, we would have to send that to them, and they would put us back through their 30-day plus 2 to 3 week review, or 45 days. With the Christmas holidays, that would push us into early to mid-January for approval. So I think the point here is that it will get done. We will have a final ITA approval. It's just when it gets done. So depending on how well they like our answers and how well we've done at completing them. But once we have that ITA approval, we're ready to move forward, start a phase 1B clinical trial, and show the world what this technology can do.
Well, Roger, unfortunately, you are kind of at the mercy of Health Canada, and that's okay. Health Canada is going through their steps. They want to make sure everything is approved by them before you do start this trial. Can you just make a quick comment? I understand you can't get into the actual questions that Health Canada sent to you, but did any catch you off guard, kind of anything out of the blue that you were not expecting?
No, I think they're very straightforward. They have to do with Health Canada approvals on some of the devices that we're using in the procedure. They have to do with certain wording and operating manuals or certain terminology that's used, certain updates or clarifications. So it's very straightforward information. And you can see simply by the fact that they sent us the response letter on September 16th, we were able to respond in full within 1 week. So it wasn't that complicated. It's very, very straightforward. But again, since we have to supply the information and they consider this new information, we get relegated down to the 45-day review clock.
And unfortunately, Roger, it doesn't sound like there's much chance of the time frame being less than 45 days just by their response to your first application and the communication that you've had with them. Is there any reason to expect that this 45 days, instead of being plus or minus, would be minus a certain number?
That would be really nice, but unfortunately, I don't think that's the case. As with most regulators, both Health Canada and the FDA, they are not rewarded for finishing the work early, but they are faulted if it's past the timeline. So with the FDA, on a 510K, it's typically a 90-day clock. On a PMA, which is something more involved, a pre-market approval for, let's say, a drug approval, it's more on a 180-day clock. So if they don't get back to you within that time period, then they're faulted. But if they get back to you earlier, there's no reward. So with Health Canada, it's a 30-day review clock. However, they're running 2 to 3 weeks behind, according to their own admission. So it's closer to a 45 to 50-day clock. So it could be up to a 60-day clock. So these are the clocks that they run. From what we've seen, or at least with our experience, they're never early. They're always within those time spans, give or take a couple of days.
Unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment. Roger and I did continue our conversation discussing the current sales of the TLC 2000, as well as where the company stands balance sheet-wise. Come check out kereport.com for the full-length interview that will be posted as a weekend special. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing.
see the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the show. We've got our political insider, Jeff Dice, with us right now, president of the Mises Institute, good friend of both Corey and I, and a fellow golfer to both Corey and I. Having said that, we've got an election coming up, Jeffrey. And rather than talk initially about the political environment, the climate, et cetera, I want to talk a little bit about the Clinton-Kaine ticket, because I think there is a chance, and I'm not saying this as a definite thing. I'm just saying with all the information that we are getting, and I'd like your thoughts on this also, there's a chance she may not be all that well. And you consequently have to take a real hard look at Mr. Kaine. What are your comments on him?
Yeah, it's true. Really, we haven't had a president since Reagan where there seemed to be such a great likelihood that due to a combination of age or illness that the person might not be able to make it through a 4 or 8 year term. And with Hillary, I think that's a very serious question. I don't know exactly what's going on with her health, but we do know the Clintons do one thing over and over again, and they do one thing very well, which is that is cover up, lie, distort, manipulate. So whatever is going on with Hillary's health, we'll never get that from the candidate. And I also think that the Clintons are so avaricious that they would absolutely put her interest in becoming president ahead of the so-called interests of the nation, right? Even if she knew she was quite ill and really shouldn't be running, she would still run because that's the kind of person she is. She's power mad and a true deplorable. Ha-ha. So, yes, I think people ought to be taking a closer look at Kaine than they normally do with vice presidents. I think he is a very bad guy. He's seeped in what we might call liberation theology, which is very common amongst Catholics of a certain age, baby boomer Catholics. He's obsessed with this notion of social justice and sort of converting the church into an organ of the state and an organ of social justice warriorism rather than trying to make society conform to the teachings of the church, which is what Catholic doctrine used to mean. So he's, I think, like Hillary, much, much, much more liberal than he lets on, much more liberal than the media depicts I think that he is a Marxist or a communist in terms of his sympathies. If you look at liberation theology, you'll find that that underpins it. So, you know, I really hate to see people asleep at the switch on this guy. He's not just another run-of-the-mill former governor of a bluish, you know, purplish state. He's actually, I think, if you look into him a bit, quite a committed liberal.
So, Jeff, let's look on the other side as well. I'd like you to break down what you're seeing out of Trump's running mate, Mr. Mike Pence. Do you have any comments that deal with his background and what he's been able to do while in politics?
Yes, Ron Paul was in Congress with him for quite a few many years, and he really had a reputation as kind of a grandstander, a bit of an empty suit. He's not a super intellectual guy. He comes across with this sort of aw shucks demeanor. He really likes that support the troops mentality. He was definitely always a very rabidly pro-Israel voter. So I would say he's a Christian Zionist to Keynes liberation theologist. You know, he's definitely far more interventionist by temperament than I hope Trump is. I'm not sure, but at least by Trump's words. So this guy is really much more of a dyed-in-the-wool standard issue Republican. Because he's from the middle of the country, I think his demeanor is a little more tolerable. He's not quite as a Brooks Brothers button up as what we think of as the GOP establishment in D.C. So he's not quite a Buckleyite or a National Review type, but he's definitely a fellow traveler with Buckleyites and National Review types. I think he's very bad news on foreign policy. I think on domestic policy, he's probably a standard issue Republican. So, you know, I don't think he's as dangerous as Kane in many ways. I think he was chosen by Trump to moderate his ticket and to appear quite stable. And I saw about half the debate, and I suppose he's achieving that to an extent. But he's not the kind of guy who's going to get in Trump's way or overshadow him, whereas Kane is someone who I think has a very hard time keeping himself constrained.
You know, it's an interesting time in the sense that I can't really get excited about either one of the candidates. I mean, it's kind of obvious why I'm not incredibly excited about Hillary, but I'm also not incredibly excited about Donald Trump because he doesn't show well. You know, my view of Donald Trump is that he is a New Jersey thug, and that's not throwing any mud, for lack of better terms, on the folks who live in New Jersey. It's a gorgeous state, and I happen to love New Jersey. You know, but when you think about Jersey, you think about, you know, the gambling, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, quite apart from that, Trump just doesn't excite me very much. But you know what? I also think that he cannot win the election. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I wouldn't say cannot, but he's doing his best not to win it in a lot of ways. Look, no matter who the Republicans ran, we'd hear the same stuff. We'd hear racist, sexist, you know, in the pockets of the rich, et cetera, et cetera. So I do think that he was probably out of the field of GOP candidates, the one with the best chances against Hillary. So in a weird roundabout way, the Republicans actually nominated the guy with the best chance to beat Hillary, which sounds funny now when we think back to the primaries. But the problem is just math. If you look at the states that Romney won and you look at the additional states Trump would have to pick up, it's very, very tough. He'd have to win Florida and some combination probably of Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. That's a very, very much an uphill battle. And, of course, a lot of these red states are getting less and less red. A lot of the blue states are getting bluer and more of a lock. And what that means is that the Democrats don't even have to bother campaigning in those states. And, you know, places like Texas and Florida are increasingly becoming less Republican. And in probably in the near term, 10, 15, 20 years, those are going to be blue states. And when that day comes, and it may be now, the GOP is never going to win another national election, basically. So, you know, here we go. Trump's certainly got a shot, but he's going to have to pick up some of the states Romney didn't.
Jeff, what are some of the crucial states in your eyes? If you're looking to, let's say, two or three different states that would change your mind and almost flip you to say that, you know what, Trump is the front runner here, what would those states be?
Well, I would say definitely Florida. If Trump can't win Florida, I'm almost certain he can't win, because Florida is full of New Yorkers. Trump has hotel properties there. He spent a lot of time and a lot of money developing golf courses, et cetera, down there. And it does have a lot of retirees, you know, demographically it skews older outside of Miami. So if he can't win Florida, I think he has real trouble. The other state I'm really looking at is Virginia. You would think that part of the reason Kane was chosen by Hillary was that he's the former Virginia governor and therefore would blunt Trump's chances there. But if Trump can somehow win or almost win Virginia, then that tells me that maybe Hillary's in a little more trouble than we thought.
Well, I got to tell you, I think Donald Trump's worst enemy is Donald Trump. Let me just tell you briefly what I mean by that. Number one, the Trump movement is something that I support wholeheartedly. You know, I don't like what's going on in government right now. I don't like big government. I don't like globalism. We've talked about that many, many times. But I have to say he is his biggest problem. He does not come across well at all. And he doesn't seem to care. I mean, he's got to have competent advisors, for lack of better terms. And I'm here to tell you, I'm firmly convinced that his competent advisors are telling him, hey, you know, quit being the grandstander. Quit being the idiot that you're being, you know, on TV. They're probably not using the word idiot. But, you know, quit saying things that really are only going to infuriate people. He's not listening. He's doing exactly that. And I think that that could give Mrs. Clinton the election. All she has to do is sit there and smile and nod her head, and everybody's going to know exactly what that gesture means.
Well, you're probably right. That's the thing about Trump is you have to let Trump be Trump. And that's what got him to where he is, by being himself and, you know, not boring voters in the primaries with platitudes and typical political rhetoric. But it's also what might limit him, because I think Americans at the end of the day tend to vote for the devil they know over the devil they don't. And we know the Clintons. We know the Clintons. We've had years and years of the Clintons. You know what you're going to get. She's a known quantity. And Trump isn't. So that's the wild card.
That's a very good point, Jeff, and a bit disconcerting if you ask me. But it unfortunately is the history of politics, and the Clintons are very, very well known in U.S. politics. Jeff, it's always enjoyable chatting with you. Hope everybody enjoyed this weekend's show.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.